Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Samakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Natra Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Nuramanirti Dham Ki Tulasi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Gangamai Ki Yamunamai Ki Sampita Bhaktivinoda Ki. All glories to the Simple Devotees, glories to the devotees, all glories to Sigruvan Garanga Pramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The reading, first canon, chapter 8, Kunti Devi's prayers. This verse 25, popular verse. Vipada santuta shashat. Vipada santuta shashat.
Vipada santuta shashat.
Tatra tatra jagadguru. Tatra tatra jagad guru. Bhavato darshanam yatsyat.
Bhavato darshanam
yatsyat. Apuna bhavadarshanam.
Apuna
bhavadarshanam. Vipada santu tasyasa. Tatra tatra jagad guru. Bhavato darshanam yatsya. apunabhavadarshanam vipada santuta shashvat tatatatrajagadguro bhavato darshanam yatsya apunabhavadarshanam Vipada Santa Sasha calamities. Santu. Let there be. Ta. All. Shashva. Again and again. Tatra. There. Tatra. And there. Jagat Guru. O Lord of the universe. Bhavata. Your. Darshanam. Meeting. Yet, that which shat is apuna, not again, bhavadarshanam, seeing repetition of birth and death. Translation, I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated birth and death. Purport. Generally, the distressed, the needy, intelligent, and inquisitive who have performed some pious activities worship or begin to worship the Lord. Others, who are thriving on misdeeds only, regardless of status, cannot approach the Supreme due to being misled by the illusory energy. Therefore, for a pious person, if there is some calamity, there is no other alternative than to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Constantly remembering the lotus feet of the Lord means preparing for liberation from birth and death. Therefore, even though there are so-called calamities, they are welcome because they give us opportunity to remember the Lord, which means liberation. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, which are accepted as the most suitable boat for crossing the ocean of nescience, can achieve liberation as easily as one leaps over the holes made by the hoofs of a calf. Such persons are meant to reside in the abode of the Lord, and they have nothing to do with a place where there is danger at every step. The material world is certified by the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita as a dangerous place full of calamities. Less intelligent persons prepare plans to adjust those calamities without knowing that the nature of this place is itself full of calamities. They have no information of the abode of the Lord, which is full of bliss and without trace of calamity. The duty of the same person, therefore, is to be undisturbed by worldly calamities, which are sure to happen in all circumstances. So suffering all sorts of unavoidable misfortunes, one should make progress in spiritual realization, because that is the mission of human life. The spirit soul is transcendental to all material calamities. Therefore, the so-called calamities are also false. A man may see a tiger swallowing him in a dream, but he may cry for that calamity. Actually, there's no tiger, there's no suffering. It is simply a case of dreams. In the same way, all calamities of life are said to be dreams. If someone is lucky enough to get in contact with the Lord by devotional service, it is all gain. Contact with the Lord by any one of the nine devotional services is always a forward step on the path going back to Godhead. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stakitam Yana Bhuta Raifai Yana Bhuta Dharmati Yana Bhuta Dharmati Sivad Yana Bhuta Kham Vandeham Shri Garo Shri Gavada Gamaram Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Sharagam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagapate Gopeshi Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskate Tapta Kanta Nagorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanasate Devi Hari Vina Bipada Santuta Shastra Tatva Tatva Jagad Guru Babado Darshanam Yatya Apuna Babadarshanam. I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again so that we could see you again and again, for seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated birth and death. So in the context of all these prayers, or this whole story, then Krishna's about to leave. So Kunti Devi is saying, well, if you leave, you were here because we had all these calamities that were just described in the previous verses. That the Pandavas and Kunti Devi were in so many ways tortured, and was mentioned previously. Asatsabaya, all those different things. The man-eating Hidimba, and the whole life, then Duryodhana's party is described. They were trying to destroy the Pandavas. And now everything's set up, and those things have kind of receded, all these calamities. So Krishna's getting ready to leave. So Kunti Devi says, then better I get the calamities, because as soon as we see a lotus feet, then we're free of birth and death. So the ultimate calamity, of course, is janma bandha, or janma mrityu jarabhyadhi. This is the main calamity, that we've come into this material world. And Prabhupada cites first he cites Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha Bhajanti Mam Janasa, these various pious persons that approach the Lord. So within this purport, he also cites the verse Samashritaya. This is one of the prayers of Lord Brahma, where he describes Samashritaya pada 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 padam mahapadam punya shomaron. Mahapadam punya shomaron. How Lord Brahma's praying that one takes shelter, Samashritaya pada 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 mahapadam. All the calamities in the material world become very tiny, like a hoof print, the water in a hoof print. Bhavasagarasya. So that's a vast comparison, amazing comparison, when you consider that this whole material world is many times compared to Bhavasagara, an ocean of birth and death. Bhavasagarasya. And here, in that prayer by Lord Brahma, that Prabhupada's citing, quoting, he's comparing it to all that big, immense ocean of birth and death. Puna bhava. Bhutva bhutva padayate. Coming into this material world again and again. Therefore, it's an ocean. Imagine not only one person, ourselves, coming into this ocean of birth and death, but there's so many living entities coming into this ocean of birth and death. And again and again. they're being born and dying again. Bhutva bhuta pariyate. So, therefore, he says, vatsa padam padam, natesham, vipadam natesham, padam padam, param param, natesham. These vipada that mentioned here, Lord Brahma also uses the same word. All these calamities, because vipada means the opposite. When you padam gacchanti anamayam, Krishna says in Gita in the second chapter, that janma bandhanena mukta padam gacchanti anamayam. One becomes free and he goes padam to the supreme place. But vipadam means the opposite. That we're not going there, but rather we're suffering all these calamities. So, janma bandhanena mukta padam gacchanti anamayam. We get free by worshipping Krishna, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, one who worships me, he gets free. Janma bandha vinir muktam. Vinir muktam means he comes liberated from all the calamities. And an important word here, of course, is also this Jagad Guru, that Krishna is the universal guru. Many times, especially in India, it's not so common in the West. But in India, the people, the different persons describe themselves as Jagat Guru, Guru, Jagat Guru, so-and-so, Jagat Guru, so-and-so. Although they have not even left India, but they're somehow they appoint themselves as the universal Guru. So it's indicated here that only someone who is in line of the Jagat Guru, like Kunti Devi, Pandavas, Krishna, any of us, our acharyas, acharya mam vijaniyam, Krishna says in 11th canto, that the acharya is myself. And the acharya, acharya chaitra vapasasa gatim vyanakti, he appears as externally as the guru and also internally. He's the jagat guru, chaitra guru, antaryami. And Bhagavad Gita also describes Tesham Satata Yukta Bhadadam Piti Purvakam Dadami Guru Yogam. One can take from the Jagad Guru, Chaitya Guru, Antaryami, Super Soul within Piti Purvakam when he develops this love like Kunti Devi has, interacting. Yudhisthira also, even after Kunti Devi. And Krishna still smiles, Jahasa. Vaikuntha, he's known as Vaikuntha because his abode is Vaikuntha. So after these prayers, then it's described that Krishna smiled, but then he was ready to go. And Yudhisthira implored him, don't go, don't go, don't go. So all these devotees, they have relation with Krishna, which we have to study and understand because we're born, we don't have any relation. Ajata Bodha, we have no knowledge of Krishna. So the guru is coming, acharya is coming, and he's giving Krishna sambandha vijnana, said about Siddhanta Saraswat. He's giving sambandha, relation with Krishna. You have relation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jeev Krishna das evisvas. You are a servant of Krishna. Simply, he's repeating the universal guru. Jeev Krishna das evisvas. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the original guru. Amar Agya Guru Hoi. And he's telling everyone, more or less, but those who have the adhikar, become guru. And he's working from within the heart. So someone like Prabhupada appears, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, they are acharya with relation, full relation with Krishna, and they're delivering on behalf of Krishna. Janasya Krishna Advimukasya Daiva. Because the ordinary persons, jivas in this world, and it's mentioned here, the ones who are very pious, because those who are animal and insect, or jalajana valakani, they can't, there's 8,400,000 species. It takes a long time, like we just read, manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yadati. Prabhupada's giving directly here. don't bother with this yoga, gyan, yoga, karma. But immediately one can get Krishna consciousness from the great Acharya. Or Prabhupada used to point out how so many Bhagavad Gita's were printed and translated, so many, few hundred versions or something, over so many years. But even with that, even Thoreau and Emerson, they read some type of, we don't know what Bhagavad Gita they might have read, but but still, even with that, they were so impressed with Bhagavad Gita, they have to read it themselves. What to speak of, one gets the evam parampara praptam imam rajasya, one gets Bhagavad Gita in the parampara. So that means greatly, greatly fortunate to get. And so Guru Rupa, Krishna Kripa, Bhaktagani. The Bhaktas, they are delivered by Krishna in the form of the Guru. This is mentioned in the Adi Lila chapter 1. That basic Bande Guruni Isha Bhaktan Ishan Avatar. There's so many Guru. Ishan Isha Avatarakam Tat Prakasham Tat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. Krishna Chaitanya is the Guru, but also his other expansions, they're also Guru. And our Guru is representative. We think of Guru. Krishna's Kaviraj says, Taha Prakash. I know that he's expansion, Prakash, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he's Chaitanya, the Guru considers himself simply servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Das, Mui Chaitanya, Chaitanya Das, Mui Chaitanya Das, Chaitanya Das, Mui. What? Dasir Das. Dasir Dana Das. You got muffled mouth again. This is a Dvaitacharya statement. I am the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to always be servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the universal Jagat Guru. But Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, was always treating him like Guru because he was so much senior. Can you imagine that when Nimai Pandit was even born, then Dvaitacharya was 55 or something, 50 years old minimum, huh? 52? Of course, that seems more than 20 years younger than me now. But but still, if you're a born baby, and so there was always this beautiful, wonderful relationship with Advaita. But they're all Guru, Nitai, Shivas. He's representing the intimate devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Guru. And Gadadhar is Guru, all Gurus, Bande Guru, Nisha Bhaka, Nisha Ishavatavaka. So there's many manifestations of the Guru. A universal Guru, Jagad Guru, Akila Guru, Bhagavan Namaste. In the last verse of Kunti's prayer, there's an amazing verse. See Krishna, Krishna, Sakha, Vrishi, Vrishabhavani, Dhru, Rajanya, Vamsadahanana, Pabhagavirya. Govinda Godvija Sara Tihara Vatara Yogeshwara Akila Garo Bhagavan Namaste. She uses this again. Akila Garo, not Jagat Guru, same thing. He's Guru of the universe of everything, everyone. So that the final verse of Kunti Devi's, just, we can never tire really of reading these Kunti Devi's prayers. We may be attracted to more to some of them, like that final one. Or alaksham sarvabhutanam antabhihira vastitam. How long can we think of Krishna like that? That you can go back to those verses again. And we found in 1975, it was undiscovered that Prabhupada had recorded. I mean, somebody might have been there, obviously, when he recorded it, but he was chanting the prayers of Queen Kunti. And I remember Trishti Ketu, and I was walking into one building in Los Angeles, and he was coming out, and he was a transcriber of Prabhupada. He would hear Prabhupada and transcribe. And then somehow or other, he had the tape, and he was so much in bliss. He said, oh, yes, I just heard Prabhupada chanting Kunti's prayers, you know, gave me a copy of that. But in those days, things weren't coming out like now we can. Of course, even here, I think everyone doesn't listen to the Kunti's prayers, but you can find them. They're there. Prabhupada's chanting all the prayers. And Sukadeva Goswami's prayers also. Namo Namaste Rishabhaya Satvatam. So Prabhupada, even without any harmonium, just I think Sukadeva, he uses a cartels, that's all. He's using cartels to chant. And Prabhupada doesn't require, because Bhagavatam is our guru, Madguru Maha Mahadhanam. Sanatana Goswami says, Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. Idam Bhagavatam Nama, Puranam Brahma Samhita. Sarva Vedanta Sharam. It is my guru, my great wealth. This Bhagavatam is our guru. So we're looking for Jagat Guru. Don't have to look very far. Here's the Bhagavatam. So here's described all these calamities Kunti Devi suffered, and everyone is taking so many, and they're trying to counteract. Prabhupada's describing. They don't know that they cannot counteract the calamities. So even if, but if one is a devotee, like in the level of, say, Parikit Maharaj, the Samika Rishi was describing Taraskrita Vipralabda Kshapta Kshita Hata Api, that such a person, he tolerates all calamities, like Parikit Maharaj. He was feeling very bad that his son had cursed Parikit Maharaj. So he spoke this verse, even if one is defamed, taraskrita, vipralabda, cheated, like the Pandavas and Kunti were cheated out of the whole kingdom. Sapta, cursed, kshita, neglected, or anything like that, or hata, even killed. He doesn't even try to counteract the calamities. So Kunti Devi's not counteracting, but she's praying that we'll get these calamities again. That because apuna bhava darshanam, we'll get your darshan. Otherwise, this material world is full of calamity at every step. Padam padam yapi padam. There's no question of avoiding. We cannot avoid, no matter who. Prabhupada said, therefore we have to tolerate. Krishna says, doesn't say that now everything will be free, you'll be go immediately to Vaikuntha or Goloka, but rather you will tolerate and simply think of the lotus feet of Krishna, as Kunti Devi is showing here in this example. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet. So in many instances we have examples. Bhaktis twice tara tara Bhagavan Yarisya. Even this Bilva Mangala Thakur, he was blind. He could not even see materially Krishna, but in his prayer, he's describing that when someone has steady bhakti, like Kunti Devi, bhakti twice, tera tera, bhagavan yadishad, he says, then divya kishora morti. You can see the divine form of morti, of Krishna. So we're aspiring, so therefore, we're coming to the temple, we see Krishna on the altar. On our own, we're very deficient. Mama manda matir gati. The prayer is there. Mama manda matir gati matsarasa padambu go. But our all in all is the lotus feet of Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan is giving us our relationship with Krishna and charming Cupid. Otherwise, everyone is enamored in this material world, trying to avoid calamity. Even if one, just like the example of Vipada is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Gopinath Patanayaka, he suffered a great calamity, described there, Vipada. And he was put on the Changa, which means that it's not a very pleasant thing that, but he was forced to think only of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had some incident whereby he was a big tax collector and quite wealthy, but somehow or other, he got a misunderstanding with King Prataparuda. King Prataparuda was such a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but his son, the prince, he had some dealings with him. Of course, if you're a tax collector, you have to deal with this prince. So the prince accused that he had stolen money or something like that. So that Gopinath is the son of Bhavananda Roy. He's the brother of Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy, one of the 3.5 most intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, still he was suffering this calamity that Gopinath Patanayaka, he said, listen, I owe you money, that's okay. I'll get so much money. Right now I have all these fantastic horses and you can have them for now. So the prince, Balajan, I think he's called Balajan, the big son of the big prince. Anyway, he looked at the horses and said, I don't think these horses are so great, you know, I'm sorry. He said, so Gopinath, a little clever, he said, well, the prince had some idiosyncrasy, some sort of a tick where he would look up like this. Sometimes people do like that. He just had a habit, and he looked up like this. So that Gopinath said, you know, these horses are very, very fine horses, and they don't look up at the sky. Of course, he insulted that prince, you know. The prince, although he couldn't control it or whatever, but the prince got real mad at him. So he put him up on the chang to die. And you can't get a worse calamity than that. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes it as vipada, like this. And so when he was brought up on the chang, somehow he was there for a little bit of time, and in it, people kept coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and very intimate associates. My Lord, the Gopinath, he is your associate. He is the son of Bhavananda Roy, the brother. You have to do something. He said, don't, Brahmi, he's been wasting the money or squandering money watching some dancing girl. So Lord Chaitanya, he was enacting this pastime that he didn't care at all for Gopinath Patanayaka. It's just, he has to suffer because he's been breaking the law and nothing I can do. And finally, Kasi Mishra, he, of course, Mahaprabhu was living in his house practically. And he used to, the king used to treat Kasi Mishra as guru. But he didn't know, the king had no idea that Gopinath was about to be killed. These chang, a sword, they open up this floor and you fall on the sword. I imagine that could ruin your day pretty well. Anyway, as they say. So Kasi Mishra, while Pratapruder Maharaj mentioned he's the king of Orissa, and he's massaging Kasi Mishra's feet every day or so. So he said, one thing is, your son has put Gopinath on the changa to die. He said, what? He went there immediately. He staved him and gave him, he felt so bad, he gave him a very expensive silk chadar and he doubled his salary. Whatever it was, he doubled it. So, but this part of the learning of the story is that although this great calamity was there, of course Mahaprabhu asked, what was Gopinath doing when he was on the changa? Well, they said he was simply chanting on his fingers and counting and chanting and thinking of you. So that was understood that he was forced to think of the Lord on the changa. That's all he was doing. So this was the real benefit of this calamity. And then, of course, the side benefit was he got some material thing. He got the silken chadar from the king and doubled his salary like that. But the real thing was just to think of the Lord's feet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that was the real benefit. And Lord seemed, he said, I will leave this place. He was, don't disturb me, you're giving me all this mundane information. I don't care for it. He was ready to leave poorly and go. He was many times threatening to go if they bothered him with material things. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so staunch. But even this is the benefit, just thinking that even the Lord appears to be impartial. He actually is impartial, but the benefit is for us. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj has his prayer also. Naisha paravara matir bhavato nanusyad suhrido tatapi. That the Lord is suhrido, he's the Lord, the friend of everyone in the universe. But according to our seva, some seva, surataro. And also Prahlad's prayer, akila garo, ko natra ke te akila garo bhagavan prayasa. In one of his prayers there, yeah, very nice, he describes Krishna as akila garo also, akila garo. And he says there, mudheshu vai madanugraha, artha bandho. You're the friend of the fallen, the art, those who want anything in this material world. Artha bandho, you're the, whatever they want, you're the, especially if they want you. And there, he says, mudheshu vai, they're all mudha in this material world. Still, he's friend, he's in the heart. Suridam sarva bhutana. He's within the heart. Akila, he's there, he's the super soul. And he's always friendly, he's always friendly. Just like in Bhagavatam, this Malayadwaj is mentioned there in the fourth canto. The story that Narad Muni is our guru, and he's giving us this great history of King Paranjan. It's actually an analogy, metaphor, metaphorical story, but in the story, there's King Malayadwaj and his wife, Vaidarbhi. So when he was a great devotee, Malayadwaj. And Paranjana had become a woman in his next life. He became this queen of this Malayadwaj. So when Malayadwaj left his body, the queen was crying. But it's actually an analogy of the disciples crying for the guru. And the guru disappears just like on the days of Rupa Goswami, any of our acharyas, when they disappear, we feel very strongly. We should feel it all the time. Just like Prabhupada would feel all the time. My guru was sitting by my side. He was meditating on Rupa Goswami, Samadhi, Bhajan Kutir. Imagine Prabhupada there for so many years in Radha Damara. And so he was getting that shakti from Rupa Goswami. Always feeling the separation and the relationship also simultaneously with Rupa Goswami. Therefore, he was fully empowered. Srimad Rupa prayers, so many prayers are there for Rupa Goswami. So the acharyas appear. So when Malayadwaj, he represents the guru, and Vaidarbhi, although the wife, represents a disciple, she was ready to die on the fire, because that was previous the sati, right? The disciple should be so committed to the mission of the guru. In our parampara, we have our ISKCON, Prabhupada is our main guru. Prabhupada even says, when the acharya leaves, then all rogues and rascals, bogus gurus, they become much more prominent. Like when Prabhupada was here, rogue gurus were kept down. The one, he was the head of the Vishva Hindu Parishad during Prabhupada's time. Whitlal, something his name was. I remember seeing him. He came to see Prabhupada in Bombay. He said, this Bhaktivedanta Swami, he has put all of the gurus on the blacklist. Prabhupada actually liked it. He was smiling. In Hindi, it sounds much more catchy. So, in other words, Prabhupada didn't tolerate Siddhanta Dvanti Harine, that which is against, which is upper Siddhanta, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarvati, don't tolerate. So Prabhupada said, we're very strong, but we may not preach that way. You cannot always preach like, oh, you're nonsense, get out now. But we can quote. Sometimes Prabhupada would get very strong and say, "Oh, mudha." Say, "Why are you speaking like that?" No. Prabhupada said, "I'm not speaking like that. Try to understand. Krishna is saying, avajananti ma mudha. I am simply quoting Krishna. So those who don't accept Krishna, they are mudha." Therefore, Prabhupada's prayer, he says, Mudheshu also. Mudha. Mudheshu vaya maranoga artabandhu. And he says, those who are servants, I forget the last name, Savior Tam, no. They understand this. Others, they cannot. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam piti purvatam vidami. The Dhammi Buddhi Yoga, he gives this Buddhi Yoga. So Bhagavatam is Guru. Mahaprabhu is giving Bhagavatam. There's two types of Guru. There's the book Guru and the person Bhagavat. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangha Shijai. We want liberation from this material world. We have to come to the book Bhagavat, but we also have to accept the person Bhagavat. Without that, no. Of course, when we get the Bhagavatam from Prabhupada, he's giving the purport, we're also accepting the person. Not just the book. The Supreme Person, he's Guru, but also the Acharya. Acharya mam vijaniyam navamanyeta karachit. Don't ever think that the Acharya, Guru Shu, not a matir, he's ordinary person. No, tad vijnanartham sa guru meva bigachet. One has to approach the Guru to get this, understand the Bhagavatam. Even like people would go directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, no. Bhagavat Paragya Bhagavat Astana. You have to accept a person. Can't even come directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When one poet came, he wrote something glorifying. All the devotees thought it was great. Swarup Damodar said, no, it's not great. Your poetry is not right at all. So, very high level, Swarup Damodar, only he understood. Even other devotees, they appreciate, thought it was great. And then he, given that instruction, that poet, you go to the person Bhagavat, you study Bhagavatam. Even he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's how important it is to accept the Acharya. So Guru Meva Bigachet, Samit Pani, and be very humble. Brahmanishtam. And the Guru has to show example. Patan Patan, Yajan Yajan, Dhanapati Graha. So many things that he does. We saw Prabhupada do that. All of those six things. Patan Patan. He studied Bhagavatam and he gave Bhagavatam. Patan Patan, Yajan Yajan. He did the Yajna. He chanted Hare Krishna, sometimes some fire yajna also. Yajan Yajan. And he taught how to chant Yajanya Dhanapati Graha. And he accepted charity and gave charity. He gave. He doesn't keep it. He's not Kripana, Brahmana. Kripana is the opposite of the Brahmana. So the Prabhupada was giving out, not keeping. He said, we don't keep it. That is why this Vedic, perfect Vedic system has been messed up in Kali Yuga. Because the Brahmins, even if they are some type of Brahmin, but they want to keep everyone down. That's not a Brahmin. No, the Brahmin is simply distributing the knowledge. Not hoarding the knowledge. Saraswati Kala. Kala, this knowledge should not be repressed like fire in a pot, like Devaki. She was so effulgent, but she was in prison. So the verse is given, Saraswati Kala. She was like a Brahman who keeps his knowledge and doesn't distribute. No, Brahman is meant to give out the knowledge. Dvijamani Gora, Amani Jagi. Mahaprabhu is going out and chanting. He is the supreme guru, Dvijamani. He's the jewel of the Brahmanas, jewel of the gurus. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam shikshartha meka purushopurana. He's giving the knowledge. Shikadiya sab nadiya, all over nadiya, all over the world, all over the universe, he's giving. Vairagya vidya, what is it? Vairagya vidya. Detachment. So without detachment and knowledge, first Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga, Janayatiyasu Vairagyam. This whole Bhagavatam is meant to become detached, or else we cannot, like Kunti Devi, be so advanced that we are praying to get calamities. Adi Maja Vasane Shu Vairagyam. And at the end of the Bhagavatam, there's one verse describing this whole Bhagavatam even though we read about so many kings and so many opulences, but the whole purpose is niskinchananam nripayadganam vidu, to become niskinchana, as she's describing in her previous prayers. Namo kinchanavitaya. You are the property of those who have nothing else. Namo kinchanavitaya nivittigunavitaya atmaramaya shantaya. Otherwise, alaksham sarvabhutanam. Antaryu, he's within and without. If you something's within and without, you can't escape it. Anta bahir. Abhastitam. Still, alaksham, he can't be seen. Unless premanjana chitta bhakti valochane. One has the salve of prema. Kunti Devi has that. So she's seeing Krishna face to face, and it's a good idea to study her prayer. All right, so any question, comment? There is a microphone over there.
Thank you, Pushkar Prabhu. That was a nice point that you had made about trying to see the benefit of a calamity when it happens to us. And I think that's really deep, especially in the context of devotional service, because sometimes we get purified like through calamities. So, you know, instead of dwelling on the calamity, trying to dwell on the benefits of the of what happened and how we spiritually progressed through that calamity.
Well, Prabhupada gave two lectures that I could find on this verse. One of them, he stresses on the calamity, like his amazing lecture. And another one, that was in 73. And in 74, I actually was there. Of course, I don't remember, but when I read it, and again, but in Mayapur in October of 74, he gave all the country's prayers. In fact, at least twice we know he went through all the country's prayer. Considered, and he chanted them. There's a recording worth listening to again and again. As it says here, tatra tatra, again and again, shashvat, always. Then in that other lecture, he stressed the guru and how Krishna is a jagat guru. So it's very inspiring to hear. Read it.
Is it known if this prince is different one than the one who was sent to meet the Lord Chaitanya, who was embraced by him? That's a nice question.
Yeah, well, I think the prince that met Lord Chaitanya will probably not be the same one. I think he was a little boy. He was about 7, 8, 10, 11. And this older brother, he may have had 20 sons. I have no clue. There's no history given. So I don't know. But I would give an educated guess that it's not the same son.
Hare Krishna, Pushkara Prabhu. We have online questions. We don't know the devotee, the spiritual name, but it says Vega Boy is the screen name.
Beggar Boy?
Vega Boy.
Beggar Boy. Beggar Boy. Okay.
No, any Krishna devotees were affected during this pandemic. So he means no Krishna devotees were affected during this pandemic. Even we never die, our body died.
I can't really make out with the mask on what you're saying, but.
So, there are no Christian devotees were affected during this pandemic. Even we never die, our body dies. It's a comment. Nothing can destroy the spirits. The whole spirituality science has been explained by God. Take a look at it and don't need to worry about yourself. God is within everyone. Hare Krishna.
It's just a comment.
Okay. Anything else there? No. All right, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Nice.